So I am welcome. Good afternoon, Sarah and Rob. Sarah Glover and Rob Barber from Born to be Beautiful charity.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having us.
You're very welcome. Always lovely to see you. We were just talking. The first time I met you was back. I couldn't even remember when it was. I knew it was it was a while ago. So it was back in March. You came and told us a little bit about the charity, and you're back to kind of give us an update today. But maybe for those who didn't hear the first time round, because you came in for International Women's Day in March, didn't you?
Yeah.
So maybe you could just give us a little bit of a background, one or both of you, about... Rob, are you going to give us a bit of a background of the charity?
The charity...
Just so that the people didn't hear the first time, so we know what sure. does Born to be Beautiful do?
Born to be Beautiful is a charity set up by Sarah that... looks to empower women in places like Uganda and India. These women have typically been victims of abject poverty and modern-day slavery. So what the charity does is equip these women with skills to be able to go and enhance their life.
And hence the Born to be Beautiful.
Yes.
It's sort of... It's Absolutely. Like beauty therapy, would you say, or beauticians?
What we do is we teach girls who've been rescued from trafficking or from HIV positive women basically who are at the bottom of the pile, who can't get into any vocational schools whatsoever because of the lack of income or their social status. And we teach them beauty skills. And with those beauty skills, they can actually earn a living and get work and feed their families.
And I believe you were setting up a sort of new salon last time we spoke. How's
yes.
that going?
It's going really well. We set
and
up.
And where was that?
It's in Umbali in Uganda, which is a border town in between Kenya and... it's actually in Uganda, but it's very close to the border with Kenya, on the way to Kampala in Uganda. And it's... Yeah, we have six. We taught when we went to Umbali, we were absolutely inundated. We expected to teach 16 girls, which we'd partnered with a charity and they'd brought the girls. And when we got there, we actually had 30 girls in the room. And we were like, oh my goodness, what are we going to do? And because we take all our equipment with us, so we didn't have equipment for
yeah.
that many. So,
and so when you say equipment, it's sort of like all the beauty products that they need to train on and to use, I'm guessing.
It yeah. is. We take everything in our bag. So all our donated products, we literally take them with us in our suitcases, which is fantastic, meaning that, you know, if you give me something, then I will take it to Uganda. And, you know, we take photos of that and show people where their donations
are. So how did you get on with double the amount of people?
Gosh, it was really interesting. We actually had to go back to basics, which is what I always do when I get under pressure. And we said, right, who's applied? Because we have an application process and we try and, you know, get as much detail as possible. We had those girls. But there was... And we said to the other girls, you know, please, you can go... And then we'll put you on a waiting list for next time. But there was one girl in the room. In fact, there were three girls in the room. They just wouldn't go.
Oh.
And they just looked at me. They just looked at me with those eyes. And I was just like, oh, for goodness sake. And I said, well, look, you can stay if you like, but we haven't got any pens and pencils. And they go, that's fine. We don't have any paper because we honestly
you didn't have enough
everything.
Stuff. Yeah, yeah.
And we didn't have anything for us. She goes, that's okay. And I said, we have no equipment for you. Okay. And of course, you know, we ended up getting everything that she needed. But, you know, and the other two, it's a moment when you look at them and you think, how are we going to do it? So we were all raiding our handbags. You know, we forgot our own folders for this for the work stuff, and we just made a new folder for her because our course is 2 weeks. It's not just a random, oh, let's teach
yeah
you
just
how to
a
do
couple
it.
Of hours just
no
yeah, this, yeah so it's a properly
absolutely
yeah,
yeah.
It's designed
like, yes it is it's like
timetabled I guess
level
yeah.
two yeah. course that starts at 9 a.m. goes till 4 o'clock, and the girls learn a lot, you know, anatomy and physiology, and you know, all about contraindications for manicure, so they know what they're doing by the time the end of the course is. So yeah, we have.
So you left with a massive waiting list, I'm guessing.
We did, and we still have, and it's growing. So that was why really we were able to set up our first little salon and school. This premises, which is about 3 metres by 3 metres, became available next door to the charity who's working now, so they can look after it, monitor it. And they said, do you want to set up a little pop-up salon? And I said, yes, I do. Because our goal is to teach the girls and then to help them get work. I mean,
yes.
that's the whole goal of the charity. And so... providing them a safe environment where they were, you know, slightly overshadowed by the other charity, kept an eye on, helped with accounting.
Because yeah, overshadowed in a nice way, though.
You know, yeah, just perfect.
Of,
yes,
yeah, kept under their wing, as it were.
Rather. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Rather than overshadowed.
Yeah. No. No. It's fine. No. I was just checking that. Yeah.
Yeah. Kept under their wings is a much nicer turn of phrase. We'll use that one. Anyway, they were looked after, basically,
yes.
Which is what they need. You know, we don't want to go into a country, do something, and then leave, and it all our work.
So you're saying help them with the money side of it as well, and the kind of more business side of it.
Yeah, the business side, money side is hard for them. You know, coming every day to work is a new thing for them. You know, so we had 6 girls working in there, and each girl would have 2 days a week, and they would come, and they're doing really well. They're doing really well. So we're taking another team out the end of August, last week of August, first week of September. And I want to take some business people, some people who can teach them basic accounting. It would be like teaching your 5 or 6 year old about how to manage money.
Right.
So you have to teach them.
So people don't need to be of a high level.
No.
And you're asking here now, aren't you? Yes. If anyone out there is interested in volunteering in some way, in a kind of more business capacity, to get in touch with you.
Yeah, definitely.
And how would they get in touch with you?
That's info@borntobebeautiful.org.
That's easy, isn't it? That's really easy. Mm. So you're looking for some business people for like the accounting side, but it could be someone that's just quite good at maths, perhaps.
And, absolutely.
Or does, does bookkeeping.
Yes,
very. But I'm guessing they don't even need bookkeeping, do they? It's just really...
Not really. It's so... Somebody... I spoke to a girlfriend about this, and she was telling me, well, we can do this and we can do that. And I was just like, it's lower.
You don't, go it's back lower. Down. Yes, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It really is. It's like, we don't... I mean, I didn't, when I had 5-year-olds, when my children were 4 and 5, I didn't actually teach them about money.
No.
It was, they were a little bit older before I started giving them pocket money. But it would like you thinking, right, I'm going to teach this child about money at 4 or 5, giving them some pocket money and helping them
manage
work
it.
Out how to manage it. Yeah.
Because I guess it's a bit overwhelming, having had probably very little, to suddenly be getting a regular wage as well, not to just...
Exactly.
You know, like you do get when you. Yes. I remember getting your first job. You go out and just blow it all, like we were just talking about, on vinyl records or whatever. You know, go and use it all, but don't plan ahead for. Even I guess they could then put that towards buying their own.
Their own kits
and things, and building up their own business, I guess. So.
That's what we teach them. Part of the course is we give them a kit so they can do 50 manicures or pedicures. We give them a uniform. All this stuff has been donated. And we get them set up like that. And we do teach them, look, you're going to need to save some of that money to buy the new cotton wool, to buy the new nail.
Because it all runs out. Yes, yeah. It's all consumables, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. And on that note, you are also looking for some donations. Is that right? So tell us a little more.
Well, like we've said, everything we take is donated. So really, really grateful for those incredible donations we have. And if you've ever had a manicure or a pedicure, you probably notice how many little different bits of equipment that your therapist uses. We take all those with us. So we'll take nail files, we take cotton wool.
So they're the kind of cardboard nail files rather than metal nail files?
Yeah, not the metal ones. There's some really good diamond nail files, which are quite expensive, but they are brilliant because then the girls wash them. And they can become sterile.
Them?
Yeah,
right.
Because we boil them. Mm-hmm. And they are the absolutely fantastic one. We had a girlfriend from a company called Tian Dare, and she gave us 30 of those. All her team got together and raised money for those diamond nail files, which are fantastic. So, but if you haven't, you can always get the emery boards.
Yes,
you know,
so you're looking for nail files.
Yes.
Or preferably diamond ones, but if not, the emery boards.
Emery boards.
Nail varnishes.
Nail varnishes.
Now,
lovely, lovely bright colours, if possible.
I have a little packet for you, because I read that you needed nail varnishes, and you did say it can be new or used.
I did,
So I've just handed over a package there of I think, is there 4 in there?
Yes, there's 4.
So I've sorted
gorgeous
out some.
Colours.
And there's
Thank
a
you.
Couple of them I don't think I've even used, because they came in a kind of... set, and they're not really my colour. I don't remember to do nail varnish very often either. So, you have those with my love, and
thank you.
I think most of them say haven't been used on those ones. But you will take use ones as well. Where can people, if they want to get them to you? I mean, they are I'm happy to collect them here. Okay. If people want to,
that sounds like a very good idea. Yeah.
Put them in a bag and come to the Cambridge 105 studios and mark them for Alex Elbro. I will then let you know.
But then we can come collect them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So if anyone knows, our studios are just off Gwida Street, at the Enterprise Centre there. And if you've got any new or used nail varnishes or emery boards,
yeah,
or
anything that you pick up, when
I guess cotton wool.
Cotton wool would be amazing.
No, do you want what type of? Do you want the pads or?
Yes, I want like the little round discs.
Round discs, rather, yeah, because yeah, the other
they're easier to pack. Actually,
of course,
they're much better.
So, if they can't get them to the Cambridge 105 radio studios here and to me, how can they get them to you?
They can call or they can email us and we'll go and collect them, or I can send them my address.
Yeah.
I got a lovely box in the post of 20 new nail polishes as well. And thank you so much.
You're
for these.
You're very welcome.
We've got a beautiful blue here and a lovely silver.
I think it's quite glittery as well.
Yes.
I do really like a bit of glitter.
Yeah, me too.
You know what? I know this seems like not very much to us here, but this pot of nail polish in the hands of one of our girls who's trained, this is money. This is their dinner. Yeah. You know, this is really food. And so,
and all it's doing is sitting on my shelf at home thinking, well, I might use that sometime. But I just thought, no, come on, these are the ones that you're not using. And I think there's a kind of deep brown one there.
Yes.
I don't think I've used it. I got it and I put it on. It doesn't suit me. It doesn't look right. So, you know, but I saw it on somebody else and thought, that looks lovely.
Great.
I'll get that.
Yeah, that's the thing. We all have these kind of things in our drawers. Yeah. And that's why I say new or used, because most of us have put them on and then we've gone, oops, that was a bit of a mistake.
Yeah.
I will take all those mistakes. And what is very exciting, and I'll do it with you as well, Alex, is I will send a video of me giving them to the girls.
Oh, that would be lovely. Yes, and we can put that onto our Facebook page and onto Twitter as well. And people can just see, like you say, the impact of a nail varnish.
Simple nail polish.
Yeah. We do like to show people where their donations go.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's important to do that, to give that feedback.
Yeah.
It's not an empty donation then. Do you have some...
Life-changing.
You can see how it's changing someone's life, so I think that's important.
So anyone listening out there, if you've got, go and have a good old rummage through your bathroom.
Through your drawers.
That's it, and get any of those out nail varnishes, and you can get them to me here, or if you know me, you know where you can contact me, and we can work out something.
Has any.
Yeah, well, Glenn might have some. Glenn, have you got any nice nail varnish you might be able to donate? Not on you, Pablo. He's just walked in the door, so he's probably not pre-prepared. But if he has, I'll be asking everybody, and I'll ask all the groups I'm on, and we can see if we can get you a nice package. So when are you going? And again, remind us. And if people are seriously interested in coming to volunteer with you and coming out to trip, because obviously it's a big...
You
need to
thing.
Talk to you about that and get more information. That was info
at borntobebeautiful.
And the trip is...
Last week of August and September. And we're also down at the Cambridge Bumps. We're making a charity cafe.
Lovely.
Yeah, at the Bumps as well. So if you're going to watch the Bumps, if you walk along the river on the towpath side, on the left-hand side of the river... We'll be along there as well.
Just where the car park is.
Oh, that's really easy for people. Then. So they can come get tea and cake, I'm guessing.
Tea and
have
cake.
A chat as well, and then maybe get inspired to come along. So that sounds really great. Thank you ever so much, you two, for coming in.